My name is Svetlana Gatulina, a pediatric neurologist working in France. Our paper in August 2019 issue of Developmental Medicine is a review of monogenic epilepsies in children. Classically, epilepsy results from loss of the balance between excitation and inhibition. I was surprised by the contrast between the phenotypes due to a loss of inhibition as in Dravet syndrome and that of an excess of excitation as in West syndrome due to tuberous sclerosis. Therefore, we reviewed the phenotypes associated with all the 60 genes and found that most of them can be classified into three groups. We called the first one phasic gabapentin, which includes loss of function mutations in several genes expressing in interneurons and producing lack of inhibitory GABA transmission. The key symptoms are prolonged seizures, sensitivity to fever and external stimuli with no or few spikes, corresponding thus to GAPS plus and Dravet syndrome. The second tonic gabapentin includes GABA transporter genes producing synaptic GABA accumulation and tonic activation of extrasynaptic GABA receptors. The key symptoms are frequent brief seizures and high amplitude slow wave activity corresponding to Doose and Angelman syndromes. The third group, named NMDA patties, includes gain of function mutations in several genes expressing in pyramidal neurons with excess of NMDA mediated glutamatergic transmission. The key symptoms are frequent brief seizures and spikes corresponding to neonatal epileptic encephalopathy, West syndrome, late onset spasms, continuous spike waves in slow sleep and Lennox-Gastaut syndrome, depending on age. Notice that for a given gene, phenotype may differ according to whether there is gain or loss of function mutation. Such pathophysiological approach should help optimize the choice of anti-epileptic medication.